News release. The Colorado Department of Transportation. The Colorado Department of Transportation, in coordination with prime contractor, Ames Construction, will shut down Alameda Avenue, Colorado Highway 26 between Kalamath and Lippin Streets, including the Interstate 25 southbound off-ramp from 9 p.m. Friday, April 14 to 5 a.m. Monday, April 17. The shutdown is necessary to keep the traveling public safe while bridge demolition takes place on the north side of the Alameda Avenue Bridge over the South Platte River. The bridge is being replaced as part of a multimodal transportation improvement project in the area. A detour will be in place for motorists and pedestrians and those using the South Platte River bike trail. Motorists should plan for an extra 20 minutes of travel time during the shutdown. Access to all area businesses will remain open. Approximately 80 workers will be on site for bridge demolition to get the job done. Condensing the work in one weekend with a full shutdown lessens longer-term impacts in the future. In addition to the bridge demolition, other construction will occur to prepare for a change in traffic patterns. When the bridge reopens on Monday, April 17, traffic in both directions will be shifted to the south side of the bridge with two lanes in each direction. Operations during the weekend shutdown include taking down the Alameda Avenue Bridge on the north side, improving drainage and repaving Alameda Avenue from Lippin Street to South Platte River Drive, installing a temporary traffic signal at the southbound off-ramp at Alameda Avenue and I-25, which will be in place until the demolition of the Alameda Avenue Bridge on the south side begins in the fall of 2023, reconstructing the I-25 off-ramp for the switch in the traffic patterns, striping Alameda Avenue for the new traffic configuration, adding crosswalks at Kalamath Street and Alameda Avenue, detour in place 9 p.m. Friday, April 14 to 5 a.m., Monday, April 17, southbound I-25 to Alameda ramp is closed, continue south on I-25 to Santa Fe Drive, U.S. 85, and south to Mississippi Avenue. For eastbound Alameda, turn left and use Santa Fe Drive. For westbound, turn right at Mississippi. Alameda eastbound, north on Federal Boulevard, east on 6th Avenue, south on Kalamath Street to Alameda eastbound OR south on Federal to Mississippi, east on Mississippi to Santa Fe Drive, north on Santa Fe Drive. Alameda westbound, north on Santa Fe Drive to W 8th Avenue, west on 8th Avenue and south on Kalamath, west on 6th Avenue Freeway to Federal, south on Federal to Alameda. Pedestrians should use the south side of Alameda Avenue between Kalamath and Lippin Streets. Pedestrians will be able to cross to the north side of Alameda at the Lippin and Kalamath intersections. South Platte River Bike Trail. The bike trail will be shifted to the east side of Lippin Street to Alameda Avenue at Alameda. Trail users will use the parallel paved path on the south side of Alameda to the trail connection on South Platte River Drive. Schedule and travel impacts when bridge reopens, Monday, April 17, is as follows. Two lanes of the Alameda Avenue Bridge will remain open in each direction during construction with the exception of bridge demolition work. Motorists must be prepared for narrowed lanes on the Alameda Avenue Bridge and can expect single lane and turn lane closures on South Platte River Drive. Large tractor trailers will be detoured around the bridge due to the narrow lanes. Drivers must heed the speed limit and drive with extra care through the tight construction zone. The South Platte River Drive intersection at Alameda Avenue will be removed with motorists using Lippin Street instead. The South Platte River Trail will remain open but detoured around the construction zone where it crosses under Alameda Avenue. Newly constructed Lippin roadway and sidewalks. No left turns northbound on South Platte Drive to Alameda Avenue. Pedestrian access on the north half of Alameda Avenue will no longer be accessible and will be tightly constrained on the south side of Alameda bridges over the South Platte River and I-25. Schedules are subject to change based on weather and availability of materials. Project information. construction started earlier this year to replace the Alameda Avenue Bridge over the South Platte River. Originally constructed in 1911, and widened in 1966, it is the oldest bridge on the state highway system. In addition to bridge replacement, multimodal improvements include rebuilding the South Platte River Trail, building a two-way protected bike lane, improving sidewalks and installing a water quality pond. The $22.3 million project is scheduled for completion by the end of 2024. For more information on this project, visit the resources below. Website, codot.gov/projects/I-25-Alameda-Bridge-Reconstruction. Phone, 970-903-3306. Email, publicinfoco@gmail.com. Know before you go. Travelers are urged to know before you go. Gather information about weather forecasts and anticipated travel impacts and current road conditions prior to hitting the road. CDOT resources include Road Conditions and Travel Information, CoTrip.org. Download the CoTrip Planner app, bit.ly/CoTripApp. Sign up for project or travel alerts, bit.ly/CoNewsAlerts. See Scheduled Construction Lane Closures, bit.ly/LaneClosures. Connect with at Colorado. On social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. Remember, slow for the cone zone. The following tips are to help you stay safe while traveling through maintenance and construction work zones. Do not speed in work zones. Obey the posted speed limits. Stay alert. Expect the unexpected. Watch for workers. Drive with caution. Don't change lanes unnecessarily. Avoid using mobile devices such as phones while driving in work zones. Turn on headlights so that workers and other drivers can see you. Be especially alert at night while driving in work zones. Expect delays, especially during peak travel times. Allow ample space between you and the car in front of you. Anticipate lane shifts and merge when directed to do so. Be patient. Download the CoTrip app. The new free CoTrip Planner mobile app was designed to meet the growing trend of information on mobile and tablet devices for the traveling public. The CoTrip Planner app provides statewide, real-time traffic information, and works on mobile devices that operate on the iOS and Android platforms. Visit the Google Play Store, Android devices, or the Apple Store, iOS devices, to download.